Hello everyone, this is Britton from Emerald Pacific, and welcome to my first podcast. So this was something that I've always been kind of curious on doing, something I've been interested in doing for quite a while now. So now I'm finally getting around to do it. I had to time to do it and just share a little bit about my thoughts that I have throughout the weeks and throughout my time putting together different projects and doing what I'm doing on the side. So I've seen a lot of people putting together podcasts. I'm not necessarily too experienced with putting together podcasts, so this is going to be a learning experience for me, and hopefully it's something that I can grow from and learn a little bit more about my craft and what I want to do. So the topics specifically that I'm wanting to talk about with this podcast are marketing, branding, and design. And the reason for that is simply just because I'm passionate about all these different topics, and it's something I love to talk about. It's something that I like to talk with either friends or colleagues and just get some ideas, bounce some ideas back and forth, and see what we can all come up with. And a little bit about why I want to talk about these specific topics is that a long time back, I was part of a racing team that it was just my parents and I putting together a little go-kart and going out and racing on the weekends. And over time, I got a little bit better, got faster, and became a better race car driver, and eventually got into the bigger cars, like the mini sprints, like sprint cars. For anyone that doesn't really know what like a mini sprint or a sprint car is, it's basically a car that is a chassis that has the big like S-wing on the top. A lot of people always look at them, they're like, what is that? And yes, it is a very weird looking car, but I assure you that the wings are there for a reason, not just to look stupid or silly. So long story short, I had to start earning money because as a family, we didn't necessarily have the money to fund our own racing team. So we had to go out and figure out how to get sponsor money, how to get companies to buy into our racing team and help fund us so we can go out and race on the weekends. And part of that was trying to figure out how I was going to present myself as a race car driver, what kind of materials that I need. I had to look at like sponsor packages, I had to look at the little leaflets and flyers and put together a website that people could follow along with me, see how I'm doing, and also giving shout outs to sponsors and companies that are funding the racing team. So a lot of it involved me trying to learn and self-teach myself how to use like the Adobe suite, learning how to use like Illustrator and Photoshop to put together my own materials to present the companies. And at the time, I had absolutely no idea what I was doing. I was just ticking around. I was playing with these programs and pretty much just putting together whatever I could with no education, no experience whatsoever. However, just because I didn't have the experience or the knowledge per se to use these programs or anything in regards to like color theory or positioning or how to get buy-in from customers or businesses, you know, whatever you have it, I had to go out, self-teach myself. I read up on a lot of blogs. I read a lot of books and eventually ended up going to school. After I graduated from high school, of course, going off to Pierce College and getting my associates. It was a basic associates. It was just an associates of arts. It wasn't anything too specific. However, I did take a lot of art classes and a lot of theory-related classes to learn about the fundamentals of design, learn about the fundamentals of business and marketing, and figure out where to go from there. And then eventually I was going to go off to a university. I was planning at the time to go to Western Washington University up in Bellingham for design. And that didn't really turn out. However, I did get accepted into the program for art and design pretty quickly that I was pretty happy about. However, the school denied me because of some admissions, whatever, and they it was some excuse as to why they couldn't accept me into the actual school, even though I got accepted into the art program. But that's besides the fact. So instead of going to school and trying to figure out what I was going to get educated in, I decided to look towards the workforce and try to earn a little bit of money. And at the time, it was Apple that fortunately got in contact with me and was like, hey, you should come to one of our events and interview with us. We're interested in having you come in. And it's like, oh, that'd be cool. And at the time, I was scared to death because to think that the biggest or one of the biggest companies in the world is wanting to invite me to interview with them was pretty remarkable. I didn't think that I really had any kind of traits that I could exhibit that they would necessarily be able to capitalize on. But I went through the interview process and eventually got hired, and all the rest is history from there on. And at the time, I was working at the retail store, so all I was doing was selling things, selling laptops, and anyone that's around like the Tacoma area, you've probably bought a laptop from me before. I wouldn't be surprised if you have, and you either recognize me, my voice, my name, whatever. I probably sold you an iPhone or a Mac at some point. So to tie it back into design, throughout that time between going to school and working at Apple, I tried to start my own business called Emerald Pacific Outfitters that was tailored towards helping athletes and, for example, like skaters, snowboarders, BMX teams, be able to realize the true potential of their talents and how to market them to companies to try to raise money. And a lot of this experience, I took a lot of what I learned from my own racing team and trying to raise money for myself to try to apply it towards other athletes in the area to try to help them get a good understanding of the value they provide to their community. And over time, worked with a lot of skaters, put together a lot of videos. And there's one team specifically that I'm most proud of. And that team, it's a BMX team, and they're called Ride and Glide. And they're a team that represents what it means to live a healthy lifestyle, to stay in school, and promotes positivity and being able to, I'm trying to find the right words for this, for being able to commit, if you know what I mean. Being able to commit, having, trusting your abilities, and being able to trust that what you're able to do is valuable. And being able to put off a positive vibe or put off a positive influence on your community. And through working with them, I put together some marketing collateral, some materials. I put together a couple videos for them. And fortunately enough, the videos ended up making to King 5 and Paul Silvey, where they invited the team in to do an interview to talk a little bit about the team, what they represent, what they try to bring to the community. And that was a very exciting moment. It was something that I'm particularly proud of, because this was what I was seeking to do from the beginning, is taking a team that is either very little known or not known at all and trying to give them a stage and give them a way of talking about what they're passionate about and how they want to make an impact on their community. So to go a little bit further, I eventually, to kind of tie it back to the Apple store and why this even matters, is I started working at Apple full time and doing design work on the side. So I wasn't able to work with many sports teams anymore. I wasn't able to work with many athletes, primarily because I needed to find a way to earn money. Throughout my time with Emerald Pacific, I wasn't really making any kind of money. I was doing most of this pro bono and just getting compensated for what I put in, primarily because I was passionate about what I did and it didn't really matter to me at the time whether I got paid for it or not. So eventually I had to move out of that segment of my life and move towards earning money through working at Apple. And eventually, around 2014, 2015, Apple figured out that I had a passion and a knack for design. And through the time I was applying for like different internships for different positions to see if I can get into design, any kind of job that related to design and marketing. And it was late 2015 that I applied for a position and got a call back, and they were interested in interviewing me for a graphic and web design position internship that would go from January of 2016 to May. And I was super excited about that. It was something that was beyond my wildest dreams that I would ever be considered for a position like that with Apple. And through the interview process, I was able to talk about the value of what I did with Emerald Pacific, what I was able to do with smaller sports teams, and also a little bit of the work that I did for myself. And fortunately, it impressed all the folks down in Cupertino, and they invited me down to work with them from January to May. And can't really talk about what I did down there. It's very secretive, but it was definitely an incredible experience. It's something that I could have never gotten anywhere else. And I'm very fortunate that I was able to go down there and do that kind of thing with Apple. And pretty much that's that. And to tie it back, so with the understanding that a lot of what I've done has been self-taught, that a lot of people don't really see value in someone self-teaching themselves things anymore. There's a lot of value that is put into someone getting a degree, someone getting, for example, like a marketing degree from, I don't know, Yale, Harvard, Stanford, whatever. So I realized this, that even though I have a lot of these experiences, I didn't necessarily have the education. And up to this point, I only had education from Pierce College for like my general arts, and attempting to try to get into Western for design. And of course that failed. So over the last couple of years, I've been trying to finish up my last couple bits that I need to do for my bachelor's degree. And the funny thing about my bachelor's degree is I started off in computer science. So there was a stint where I felt like computer science was the direction I wanted to go. It was something that I was sort of passionate about. And got to the programming classes, did great in the programming classes. I'm happy about how I did in programming. Once it got to the theoretical portion of the program, I just didn't see that passion anymore. I love putting together programs. I love writing out the code and kind of sifting through it and problem solving and figuring things out. But I didn't necessarily care about the theory of computer science. And fortunately, when I was down at Apple working on the internship with them, they seemed to value my marketing and branding more, primarily because of the stories that I shared with them about what I did in the past. That they value the computer science portion of where I'm educated, but they felt like a lot of my value that I added to the company and to the work that I did with them was actually from my marketing and branding experiences. So I made a decision to switch to marketing because that's ultimately where a lot of my passion lies, is in helping small businesses or people in general be able to market themselves better, being able to show value to their community, and be able to tell an incredible story about what they can provide to the community and what they can do to leave it better than when they first got there. So finishing up my last year right now, fortunately, and I should be graduating in about fall of 2017. So I'm pretty excited to be finished, be over with, and fully engaging within marketing and branding and positioning myself towards a career in that direction. So, the frequency of podcasts. I'm very new to this, so I don't know how frequent I want to be with it. I'm shooting for every week. I want to put up a podcast talking about any topic within marketing, branding, and design. And I am always open to feedback. I am open to anyone that wants to send me a topic and tells me, hey, this is what I want you to talk about. This is something I'm curious about. This is something I've always been pondering about, whether this is the right direction or the wrong direction. I am all about that. That's what this podcast is aiming to achieve, is to create a conversation around any of these three topics, marketing, branding, and design, to hopefully learn from one another some of the different perspectives and some of the different ways that we can approach a problem or come to a solution. So always feel free to send me an email, and preferably to my impact design email. So that would be Britton, Britton, at impactdesign.com. And that is spelled EM, as in like monkey, PACdesign.com. Or if you go to the website, it's impactdesign.com, EMPACdesign.com. And there's a contact form. So it's directed towards me. Let me know that, hey, this is a topic that I'm curious about, or any kind of feedback, letting me know that, hey, the way that you're conducting the podcast is good or bad, or this is how it can be improved. I'm not going to take your feedback and dissect it. I don't want to make it come across that I don't value feedback, because I value feedback quite a bit. I need feedback to make the podcast better, to make the content better. I will admit right now, I'm not gonna follow like a strict script or anything. It is in a way gonna be impromptu. However, I am gonna have like an outline of what people want me to talk about, or what I personally want to talk about, any kind of topic that comes up with design and marketing that seems hot at the moment and I'm needing to talk about. So, to close off this podcast, thank you for listening. Thank you for kind of wading through my ramblings and talking a little bit about myself, my experiences, my education. And like we were talking about earlier, we're going to be hopefully having a weekly podcast where people can follow along. They can learn a little bit about marketing, branding, and design, either from me or with me. This is a conversation. I want this to be a community effort, whether it's literally just me talking to the microphone, whether it's me and a couple other people that listen and talk about stuff, or maybe even one day it might be hundreds of thousands of people. You never know. I mean, with the advent of the internet, things can spread really easily. And just look out for this podcast, and always feel free to send me an email, send me a message. Always make sure it's at impactdesign.com. Or since the podcast is on SoundCloud anyway, you can leave comments or whatever on SoundCloud. And yeah, we'll go through them and figure out what we will and will not do, and what we'll talk about. And hopefully, I will be seeing you soon. All right, you guys have a good one.